Today I want to talk with you about the mystery of death. So turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. This verse is familiar to most of us, I suppose. But Hebrews 9:27, we're going to talk about the mystery of death. Death is all around us. We see it everywhere. Animals dead on the highway. Wreaths hanging on the doors of different houses along the highways and the streets around us. Death. Talk about the mystery of death. You know, death is facing us all. So the writer of Hebrews wrote, "As it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." We're told we're going to die, and then we're going to be judged. That's what the Word of God says, folks. And death is facing every single one of us in here today. I don't want our message to be foreboding or discouraging to anyone today. But we must face the reality of life. Death is coming. Death is appointed for you and me. We don't know what day, what hour, but it's on God's calendar. For believers, death is not to be feared, however. Are you a believer in Jesus Christ? You don't have to fear death. So listen carefully to our message today about the mystery of death. It's said that when the famous evangelist Dwight Moody was about to leave this world, he stated that this was his promotion day. He was about to be promoted. And that's true for every born-again believer. The day you die, you're getting a big promotion. So don't forget that. As believers now, we can face death with hope and confidence, knowing at last we're going home. Think about it. We're going home. There's something comforted about that word home, isn't there? We like our home. Well, the Christian's home is in heaven. And we're on the way there. And by death, we're going to enter our home, our eternal home. We're going to be with our loving Savior who died so we could go live in His home that He has prepared for all who believe in Him. So if you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're invited to repent of your sin. That is, turn from your sin to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust Him as your personal Savior, and He'll give you a home in heaven also. Now, death, the word death, means separation. That's what death means, separation. We're separated from our body, our soul and spirit is separated from our body. And there's three kinds of death mentioned in the Bible. And first of all, we'll look at there is spiritual death. Spiritual death. There is also physical death. And thirdly, there is eternal death. All three of these deaths are mentioned in the Word of God. Now, I have read testimonies of people who say they died and what they experienced. Most of the time, these testimonies talk about going through a tunnel and seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. Some will say they see beautiful buildings or maybe even some people they knew. Usually, the details are uncertain or unclear, although they're quite sure they were out of their bodies and could see people left behind even looking at their lifeless bodies. I hear such testimonies quite often or read about them. Sometimes there are testimonies of those who die, and they see horrible scenes of fire and suffering. I had a friend many years ago who supported our radio ministry when we first began. And he was an unsaved man. He drank a lot. And he was rushed to the hospital one night because he'd been drinking and his ulcers, something about it had happened and he had to be operated on. And he said he died. And that he saw a big lake of fire with people in it that he knew. And he was about to fall into that lake of fire, he said, and he cried out to Jesus. And suddenly he came back into life. He testified that he was terrified at what he saw. It changed his life, folks. He changed his life. He sobered up after that. Yeah. There's a great mystery to death since we have not experienced it for ourselves. So we don't really have a testimony about dying and what it was like. We do know what it is to be spiritually dead because we did not know God at one time in our life. And this is true for every person. We're all born into this world as little babies, and we're all spiritually dead. We're all sinners, spiritually dead, separated from God, and in need of salvation. In need of salvation. Spiritual death is not knowing God. Don't forget that. Spiritual death is not knowing God. If you don't know God today, you're spiritually dead. You're separated from Him because of sin. Because of sin. So being separated from God is spiritually death. You're dead in trespasses and in sin. The Apostle Paul addressed this at the church at Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Turn in your Bible right quick to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. The church at Ephesus, Paul writing to those believers there, told them, "And you hath he quickened," and the word quickened means made alive, "who were dead in trespasses and in sins." Paul reminds these Ephesian believers that they had been made alive. They were once dead in their sin, separated from God, but now because of their faith in Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God has quickened them, made them alive unto God, so they could know the Lord. Boy, isn't that wonderful? That's what happens today to any person that will recognize they're a sinner and they need forgiveness of sins and they will accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. The Spirit of God will quicken them, make them alive, make them a new person in Christ. They'll be born again, become a child of God. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." As I said a moment ago, we come into this world, every one of us, a sinner from our mother's womb. And we, everyone, needs salvation. Now, we're covered by the blood of Jesus till we reach the age of accountability, but at the age of accountability, we're responsible for our own sin. And we need Jesus. And the wisest thing for any person to do is, at the youngest of ages, to recognize they need Jesus to be their Savior. Now, secondly today, at death, the body sleeps. This body of ours at death goes to sleep. The Bible speaks of the body as sleeping when the breath of life or the soul has left it. This includes the bodies of all people, no matter who they are. When the spirit leaves their body goes to sleep. And that happens to sinners and saints alike. Not only does the body sleep, but every person's body is going to be raised one day from where it sleeps to stand at the judgment, to be examined by the Lord, to see what we have did in this life. And the most important question is, what have you did with Jesus Christ? Because those who believe in him will be saved from their sin, and they'll not be condemned at the judgment, but will enter into everlasting joy. But all those who fail to believe in Jesus Christ will be at the great white throne judgment, condemned to be thrown into the lake of fire because they had no Savior. They'd rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, it's going to be a horrible day for all the unsaved. Now think about this. Every person who's ever lived, their body is going to be raised. Think of the myriads of people that's lived in this world. They're all going to live again. Some to stand at the judgment of Jesus Christ to be rewarded and enter into heaven, and others, the unsaved, to be thrown into the lake of fire because they rejected the only Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So everybody has a date with the judge of the universe one day. Every single person, and you can't take a vacation day or a day off. You're going to be at the judgment. In John chapter 5, verse 25 through 29, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice." Think about this, folks. People might be in their graves, but they're going to hear his voice. "And shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation," Jesus said. So everybody has experienced spiritual death, and everybody needs a Savior. There's only one Savior. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is in this life we're given the opportunity to repent of our sin and trust Jesus to be our Savior. And we are all separated from God. We all people, or spiritually separated until we are saved by the grace of God. And we're all saved, not because we deserve to be saved. We're saved by the grace of God. who provided his only begotten Son, who died on a cross for the sins of the whole world. Now, thirdly, death is appointed. Don't forget that. Don't forget that, folks. We are all appointed to physical death one day. Now, you look around us today, you hear of little babies dying, and you hear of people over 100 dying. And in between a little baby and over 100, people are dying, folks. As it's appointed unto men once to die, it's an appointment that we all die. Because we're sinners. We've broken the law of God. And then after dying, we got to face the judgment. How have you and I lived in God's world, folks? How are you living today? Are you living a life to honor God? Or are you living the self life, rejecting Jesus Christ? You don't want to die. You don't want to die in your sin, folks, because it will be horrible, and it'll be horrible forever to die in your sin. Two people die every second. Think about that. Every second, two people die in this world. Every minute, 106 people die. Every hour, 6,316 die. Every day, over 151,600 die. And every year, 55.3 million people die. Every year, people are dying, folks. They come into this world, but they die. Because death is appointed. But the important thing is, don't die without Jesus Christ. He's the Savior of sinners to those who will believe in Him. Don't die in your sin, because you'll be eternally separated from God, who is life. Most of these who die will die eternally in a place called the lake of fire that we call hell. Most people die lost, folks. Jesus himself testified to that most people are traveling down the broad road of life, and only a few are entering into life everlasting. Death is the avenue by which the soul or the person in the body is released to go to heaven and to be with the Lord, or to depart to hell, where the soul will reside in the torments that are described in Luke 16:23. The rich man in hell lifted up his eyes, the Bible says, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. The Apostle John tells us of the Antichrist and the false prophet who will die during the 7-year tribulation time when that takes place. But it's always already been prophesied what will happen to them. The Antichrist, the false prophet, will die, and they will be thrown into the lake of fire, but they will still be alive in the lake of fire when Jesus comes 1,000 years later at the second coming. In Ephesians 4:8, wherefore he says, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. All the saints from Adam until the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they were down in paradise in the center of the earth, because they were not allowed to go into heaven because the sin debt had not been paid by Jesus Christ. He had to die on the cross to pay for the sins of the world. So no one was allowed into heaven And when Jesus died, he went down into paradise and took the thief on the cross that said, "Lord, remember me." And he took all those souls that were in paradise that had believed in the Messiah. He took them out and took them to heaven. And that's where they reside at today. Yeah. The wisdom writer in Ecclesiastes 3:2 said, "There's a time to be born and a time to die." Think about it. You and I could have been born at any other time in history or some other time in history. But God, in his wisdom and sovereignty, decided to let you be born when you were born, to who you were born, and you were sovereignly chosen to be a male or a female. And by the way, that's the only two sexes there are. I know in our world today, people are so confused. They're so deceived. There's only two sexes, a male and a female. And it's by a male and a female there can be an offspring. Yes, that's God's divine plan, folks. And so the wisdom writer said, there's a time to be born and a time to die. Everyone comes into this world spiritually separated from God, as I said, a sinner. And when one reaches the age of accountability, they'll be held accountable for their sin. And God's keeping a record of every sin we commit, whether it's a thought, an intention, or an act. A record is being kept of every sin of every person, folks. And the only way to get those sins wiped away is by the blood of Jesus Christ, because he paid for all our sin, sins we've not even committed, because he died 2,000 years ago, but he paid for our sin even then. Isn't that awesome? You've got some reason to praise God today. You've got some reason to praise God today. You got some reason today to say, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord, I've been saved, and all my sins have been washed away." Yes, yes. One day all of us is going to experience death, and only then will we know how it feels. Only then. Nobody can really describe it to you. You've got to experience it for yourself. We're told that in death, for the believer, there is no pain. We just go to sleep. In 1 Corinthians 15:55-56, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. The law of God demands sin be dealt with, be judged. But Jesus Christ came, and he took our place and paid our debt that we might have pardon, forgiveness, and cleansing, that we might have salvation and everlasting life. Now, before a believer dies, they may experience severe pain for some time in their body. That's true. I know my dad suffered much with cancer before he finally died. Many other Christians have suffered immense pain before they die, but death itself has no pain for the believer. Death itself has no pain. "O death, where is thy sting?" Paul said. And the word sting means plagues. Plagues. for the unbeliever, plagues begin as they die. I've heard of some unsaved who begin to scream at death as they begin to experience the horror of dying, separated from God, folks. Are you listening to me? Better listen to me today, folks. Better listen to me. You better not die in your sin, because you'll begin to scream in horror and you'll be eternally separated from the God that loved you so much he sent his only son to pay for your sin that you rejected. How sad that would be, wouldn't it? To wake up in hell when you had an opportunity to be saved and you refused salvation. Yeah. Remember, to be separated from God is death, folks. Is death, because God alone is life. Number four, let's think about this. It's better to die. It's better to die. The preacher, the wisdom writer, said of the saved in Ecclesiastes 7:1, and I would encourage you to write this down in your Bible, Ecclesiastes 7 in verse 1. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. We see little babies come into the world, and the parents and the grandparents and the friends, they're so happy. A little baby has been born. So-and-so's got a little baby. Isn't it something? Isn't it wonderful? But the wisdom writer said, the day of death is better than the day of one's birth. That is, if you're born again, if you've been forgiven of your sins, it's going to be the best day of your life, the day you die. Think about that. Don't forget that. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, the day you die is going to be the best day of your life. That's the reason Dwight L. Moody said, this is my promotion day. I'm getting promoted. I'm leaving this sin-cursed world behind. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me say now, again, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, the day you die will be the best day of your life. You will leave a sin-cursed, troubled world and enter into the joys of the Lord. If you are a born-again believer, you got to be a believer in Jesus Christ. The Bible says of those who are saved that when they die in Psalms 116 and 15, listen to this, write this verse down. Psalm 116 and verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Precious. That day you die as a believer in Jesus Christ in the sight of God is precious, because you're coming home. Amen. The Lord sees you coming home. The Lord sees you being delivered out of this world of sorrow and woe, folks. Your journey has finally ended. Yeah. And another child has come home. Yeah. Remember what the psalmist David said in Psalm 23, verse 4? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Again, that's Psalms 23 and verse 4, a familiar psalm. In Romans 14 and verse 8, the Apostle Paul wrote, "For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's," Romans 14 verse 8 says. So if we have believed in Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, while we're in this world, we are the Lord's. And when we die, we're still the Lord's, folks. Folks, let me tell you something. You are an eternal being. You're going to live somewhere forever. You are an eternal being now. There's never going to be a time now you're not going to exist. But the question is, where are you going to live at forever? Where are you going to live at forever? You must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to live in the presence of God in heaven. Because only Jesus Christ can wash you and cleanse you from your sin. There's no other way. A good life won't make you right with God. Doing good deeds won't make you right with God. Being a church member, being baptized, will not make you right with God. Being a Baptist, a Holiness, a Methodist, a Presbyterian, or a Catholic won't make you right with God. Only Jesus Christ makes people right with God. Only Jesus Christ. He is the Savior who died on a cross for my sin. My sin was so awful to God, His Son had to die to pay for my sin. And yours as well. Yours is were just as bad, folks. Yeah. We are given this life now to prepare for eternity. God is letting you live in this world these days to get ready to live forever somewhere. And the way you're living now, you're preparing for where you're going to live for eternity. How faithful we are here will determine our place of service in heaven. Yeah, think about it. How faithful we are here will determine our place of service in heaven. In Isaiah chapter 14, the king of Babylon we see going down into hell. The Bible says in verse 9 of chapter 14 of Isaiah, "Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming." The people down in torments were made aware that the king of Babylon was coming down to join them in torment. And hell itself moved. The citizens saw him coming and they were amazed that the mighty king of Babylon had lost it all. Ain't that something, folks? It don't make no difference how powerful one is. How famous one is, how rich one is. If they die without Jesus Christ, they're going to lose it all. The rich man in Luke 16 left all his riches behind. The king of Babylon left all his pomp behind, folks. He lost it all when he went down separated from God. His body was in the grave and the worms would feed on it. But he himself was going down into hell. Isaiah 41:11 goes on and says, "Thy pomp is brought down to the grave. The noise of thy vows, the worm is spread under thee and the worms cover thee." While the worms was eating up his body, he was in the torments of hell. He was a king, but he lost it all. This is a picture of the dead who die without salvation, folks. Can you imagine the many people who die and they are rich, they're famous, they're powerful, they're religious, but they have no salvation. And they join all these others who rejected salvation through Jesus Christ. Now some minister or preacher may stand before many of them's casket, and they might preach a sermon about all the good deeds and how wonderful that person is. Oh, many have done it. But that minister's preaching won't get them into heaven if they died without Jesus Christ. They'll go down to hell just as fast, folks. God judged sin on the cross of Jesus. I want you to understand this, every one of you here today. I want you to understand this, that Jesus Christ died on a cross and God judged his son in your place, my place. God judged his son so you wouldn't have to be judged for sin. Do you understand that? Do you comprehend that today, that Jesus Christ was dying in your place for you? Because of your sin, God says, you sin, I've sinned. But God says, I love you so much, I'm going to let my son die in your place. And all who trust Jesus as their Savior, they're going to enter into heaven. But all who reject Jesus will be turned into hell. So where do you stand today as you sit here today in church? Where do you stand today? Are you a born-again believer in Jesus Christ? Are you living holy and godly before the Lord to be a witness of the saving grace of God? Think about it. Yes, death is coming. You better get ready. Jesus said to be ready. For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Yeah, how uncertain life is. We lost a friend just recently, didn't we? Yeah. How quickly she went away. So quick, and we were not ready for it. But God was ready. Death is certain, so get prepared. Get prepared. At death, God will honor your choice. What you decide, God's going to honor. God is a just God. God is allowing you to make your choice where you want to spend eternity. Yeah. And he's going to honor your choice the day you die. If you've accepted his son as your Savior, God's going to send the holy angels to get your precious soul and escort you into heaven to be with him. But if you rejected God's son, the demons will come and drag your soul down into torment to give you the place you chose forever. Again, Jesus said in Matthew 24:44, therefore be ye also ready. And then Solomon said in Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 8, there is no man that hath power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death. I don't care how many doctors work on your body. I don't care how many people try to keep you from dying. When the day appointed by God comes for you to die, you are going to die. And then you're going to go to where you chose to go. Are you listening to me this morning? Are you considering what I'm preaching to you this morning from the Word of God? You're going to die. But if you die without Jesus Christ, you'll regret it for eternity. Trust Christ. He's already paid for your sin. Start loving him, serving him, enjoying him, and be a witness of his grace to others might know him. Father, thank you that we could gather here on this Lord's Day, that we could open up the Word of God, and that we could hear about the mystery of death. Lord, deal with hearts. You know the need of every heart, every life. And I pray for that soul that knows not Jesus Christ. And I pray that every one of us that are believers in Jesus Christ would so live our lives that others would know that Jesus is the Lord of our life. I pray and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. May God bless. And today, our altar is open. Come to the altar today. Talk to the Lord. Call on the Lord. Come pray for somebody else to be saved. We've got our salvation box here with all these names in. People need to be saved. Come forward and pray for these people. Come. Talk to the Lord about your own situation. And again, oh God, thank you for letting us gather here. Look down upon us with your loving mercy and kindness, oh God. Hear the prayers of the saints as they ascend up into your nostrils. And thank you for the grace of God in Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.